Much like a picture of a loved one, so too the Word of God is that wonderful picture of our elder brother, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll learn about him next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us, won't you? On behalf of United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Each day we come to you for a few minutes with a brilliant look at God's Word. And today, it's our hope and prayer that you come away with a new and fresh view of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching, teaching, and study of God's Word. Won't you join us with this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's our teacher and pastor now, Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us today at Abounding Grace on this Tuesday session as we continue our study in Genesis chapter 12 in the call of Abraham. And you'll notice there in that call, God gives to Abraham, there are two elements there. Leave your land, leave your country. Get out of your country from your family. So that's the first one. Get out of your country, leave your country. And then the second is leave your family, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Now, we looked at this yesterday and we correlated this with Christ's call in the gospel. And you'll notice how similar these two things go hand in hand together. This was dispersed through Christ's call to sinners to come to him. Luke 9. Now, it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. So someone came and said, Lord, look, I'll make the decision to follow you. Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Are you sure? Jesus says you want to follow me? Do you know what it's going to cost? Foxes have their homes, birds have their nests. Do you realize that if you are to follow me, then you will be losing your life, meaning you are taking the path of denying yourself and following me as a pilgrim in this life so as to have no abiding home in this world? Do you realize it will require that of you? Then Jesus said to another, follow me. Now it was Jesus' turn to give the call to follow. But he said, Lord, let me first go bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus gives the call, and what happens? If you notice the real issue here in both of these examples, they are tied to the past and they're unwilling to let it go. Further, the conditions aren't right to follow you, Jesus. And that's where we left off yesterday. If you look at Abram, that is what is pictured. The conditions were not right for Abram to leave. Leave a land full of prosperity in the place where dad is? I need some upfront promises, Lord. You are calling me to follow you, but my future is not certain. There are no economic certainties here. I mean, look at the real difficulty of this call. Go to a land that I will show you. What a vague call. Did God give any information about the land? Did God rehearse how he would provide for Abram? Not at all. We think you've got to give me a bit more than that, Lord. You got to meet my expectations. Everything right now is economically certain in Ur. I need upfront promises. And the situation needs to be right. And how we think that our requirements have to be met to follow Jesus. And this is the real issue. Many want some upfront real estate and some upfront benefits before the decision to follow, but you'll never get them. The Lord is giving a radical call, and the message is it's going to cost you a lot. Anyone, Jesus said, who wants to save his life will lose it. And anyone who loses his life for my sake will save it. You will lose your life. You must leave your past that you love and follow me. Come to a land that I will show you. I love Calvin on this. This is what he said. God, in effect, said this, I command you to go forth with closed eyes and forbid you to inquire where I am about to lead you until, having renounced your country, you shall have given yourself wholly to me. That is the sense of the call. And is this not the same? There's this great sacrifice entailed in his call for the Christian. There are no promises of wealth and success, contra this whole movement that we're seeing in the American religion. He does not tell us how the future will turn out, what will happen along the way, or even that it will be a smooth ride. But he does say, I will be with you. As Jesus said, so many are not willing to count the cost. They will not leave their land. Fundamentally, they will not leave their sin and give themselves totally to God. People love their sin. That's the issue. Rejection is always typically on a moral level, sometimes on intellectual, but it's on a moral level. They love their sin. They don't want to leave their sin. And that is why the passage before us then singles out the single greatest commitment that people have in this life. What is the single greatest bond in this world? Everyone knows it. Blood is thicker than water. Jesus is saying, even this cannot be before me, because typically family is first, isn't it? And the Lord is saying, not so. You have even to leave your family, Abram. Jesus was so clear about this in Matthew 10. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. So Jesus says, here is what confessing and here is what denying looks like. And then he defines that. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake we'll find it. Matthew 10, 32 through 39. That's not the Jesus we hear about today from most pulpits in this land. Jesus is saying very clearly, my purpose is to what? Divide. That's not a message we hear. Jesus says, do you know where I'm going to come and bring sword? In your own families. It will often be witnessed the most in families because I'm going to ensure that loyalties to me will be thicker than loyalties to blood, and that's not going to set well. This will be a key division point in families, and anyone who shows more loyalty to a family member over me, Jesus says very clearly, is not worthy of me. That means, says Jesus, if you're going to follow me, fathers, you're going to stand up even to your sons or daughters who are living in sin and not justify it as some sort of period that they all go through. Let them live a little. Mothers, your loyalties will be to the Lord before your daughters who sin. And as in Abram's case, even if a parent is holding us back, we have to leave. If a member of our household is against the Lord, then your loyalty to the Lord will shine as often that relationship will be severed because they hate the stand that you've taken for Christ. And so Jesus was calling sinners to recognize that if you are truly going to follow him, then you have to be willing to make the separation at the place in life where loyalties are the strongest. And that's a message we need to hear. This is how Jesus gave calls to sinners to come. Now let me ask the question today. How are you feeling at this point? The American, if you're struggling, then the law has done what it should have done. It's crushed us. The American religion provides the answer this way. You just need to get your priorities right. You just need to start thinking positively. You just need to start doing this, 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 and this. Think positively because really deep down God wants to bless you. But in order to get the blessing, you have to just sort of step out. You have to take you hear this all the time, the leap of faith. See, I submit to you that this whole idea of sort of stepping out and being bold in a leap of faith to get the blessing misses the whole point here. If you know your heart at all, this grand call that I have been outlining here in this section of Scripture for Abram and then what Jesus said, this grand call is impossible for us. The fact is in that in both of these scenarios, when someone asked to follow Jesus, they wouldn't come. And when Jesus asked sinners to follow him, they wouldn't come. We'll look at the disciples when it was effectually done. But how in the world can a sinner break free from these commitments that totally control us and that we love to have first in our lives? Our sin, our land and success and prosperity in our families. Because the reality is, if someone is to be saved, the separation called for above will be true in their life. You see, we just read about Abram. And I don't know how many times I've heard it, like, Abram, you just have to step out and give yourself to the Lord. But I wonder if these people saying this understand the real difficulty of that. The problem is that we welcome our commitments to our family and our love of sin before the Lord way more than some random call from a God we've never seen, with a call that really seems to have no substance and no direction, and most of all, no upfront security. Let me say that again to make sure we get that. I wonder if people understand when they're giving these calls the real difficulty of it. The problem is that by nature, we love our commitments to family and to our sin and to our success and prosperity and land way before the Lord, way more than some random call from a God that we've never seen, with a call that has no substance, no direction, and most of all, no upfront security. You see, what does all of this tell us? The real message to us is, in and of ourselves, we will not come to the Lord. In fact, our priorities are all wrong. They are terribly evil and in bondage to other masters. It's not what Joel Osteen says. You're just not thinking positively enough. Sorry. We are in bondage to other masters. But when God comes with his call of grace to a sinner, he gifts the sinner with faith. Faith is not something we turn on like a light switch. He gifts the sinner with faith. And even though in all of our weakness and failures, his irresistible grace compels us to follow him, and we do. Even through weakness, our loyalties are broken down because of Christ's great power in us. That's the reason to rejoice. If you've been called out of darkness today, don't pat yourself on the back. Praise him that he effectually drew you with irresistible grace, grace that compelled you to follow and give your life to him. That's what the gospel brings, freedom from bondage to these masters and freedom to live in the newness of Christ because of Christ alone, through his grace alone.
Well, that's all the time we have today. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our goal in bringing you Abounding Grace each and every day is that you would grow and abound in grace through the study and the teaching and preaching of God's Word. If you have any questions about the broadcast or anything that you've heard here on the broadcast, or if you have any questions about your own relationship with Jesus Christ, we would love to talk with you. You can call us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can also access our website, lindenurc.com. Find out a bit more about us. Take advantage of some of the sermons that we've posted online there, as well as email us with any questions or concerns you might have, especially prayer requests. We would love to pray for you in any way that we can. Again, lindenurc.com or call 360-318-0429. You can always write to us at 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. 98264 is our zip code. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And for directions, you can either visit our website, lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today, and until next time, God bless.